Religion on the Line, 2 hours of exploration into the world of spirituality. Whether it's the basics of faith or the hot-button issues of the day, talk about it now, 576-7710. And now, Religion on the Line.
You've got Religion on the Line here at KCMO Radio, 710 on your AM radio dial, 103.7 on your FM radio dial. This is the time, this is the place for conversation, dialogue, give and take, questions, some answers, clarification, and wondering about matters of spirituality, matters of religion, matters of belief and hope, that which we place our highest confidence in, that which we bet our lives on, that which those polar stars by which we live, our highest, highest ideals. Give us a call, 576-7710. I'm Reverend Robert Lee Hill of Community Christian Church, along with
Deacon John Perk, President of St. Michael the Archangel High School, along with Rick Turner, our able and noble producer.
And Rick is all roiled out today. He is ready to go for tonight's game and going to cheer them on for the sweep as the Royals hole forth in the American League playoff series. Michael Zedek could not be with us this evening, but he'll be back with us next Sunday. Next Sunday, indeed. Give us a call, 576-7710 is the number, 576-7710. John, I've got a bunch of stuff to talk about, but let's go first with yours. What is on your mind and heart this morning?
Well, I just came back from the land of the Royals. I was in England all last week, and I was in the city of Birmingham, which is a top recruiting ground for terrorists, for ISIS. And we went there to teach the city, and we went there to teach, in particular, some churches and some school children how to pray the rosary. In this case, we were at a Catholic school where 90% of the students were Muslim. And we taught them how to pray the rosary using a scripture rosary DVD that I developed. And I was with Father James Kelleher, who organized the 25,000 people in Royal Stadium or Kauffman Stadium in May 2008. So I have this connection with the Royals as I was rooting for the Royals in the land of the Royals.
This is Birmingham, England.
This is Birmingham, England.
Mm-hmm.
And one day we had to walk through the town in order to get to the post office. The parish priest says, yes, just go down one block and then go about a mile down. And I said to Father Keller, I said, Father, I don't want to walk down to the post office. Let's take the car. He says, no, we're going to walk. So we walked, and it was like we were walking through Pakistan. The whole Islamic culture is right there around this parish. I said 90% of the students were Muslim. And they even have students of three imams in the city who send their children there. Because their choice is they can either go to the Catholic school or they can go to the state school. And the Catholic schools are known for their outstanding education. And so they choose that. And they can opt out of any religious instruction that they want. And out of over 300 students, only one family has opted out. And so it was incredible to be there while we celebrated Mass in the gymnasium for all the students. It was incredible to watch the Muslim students come up with their arms folded because obviously they haven't been baptized and they haven't received their first communion. And it was incredible to see how even during the prayers of the faithful, they were praying through the intercession of Jesus. They were talking about God the Father in the prayers. And I never would have thought that this is possible, but we stayed with a parish priest named Father Bernard Kelly, and I got some lively interviews with him, and he just looks out and he doesn't see them as Muslims. He just sees them as his brothers and sisters, as sons and daughters of one God. That's a common theme that he has, and he witnesses and serves the people in his parish, whether they're Catholic or Muslim, and he just spends himself until he's exhausted It was incredible to stay with him for a week in his parish.
Now, you were there from when to when?
I was there from Sunday until yesterday.
So you just got back.
I just got back after about 18 hours on the plane. I flew into Brussels. I strategically chose my flight path on the way there because I wanted to stay out of any places that were bombed or terrorized. And so I said, I'll fly into Brussels. It'll be safe. And lo and behold, on the news today, they were pulling a passenger off a plane in Brussels because of the Ebola. So this Ebola, I don't think there's any place that's safe. Everybody, everywhere you went, people were hacking and coughing. It didn't matter where they were, whether you were on the plane or whether you were anywhere else in public. Everybody had this chest cold. And then from there, I flew into Birmingham, and the parish priest and his brother, who is from Ireland, picked me up and gave me a story that I said, no, I have to see this to believe it. The first Monday I was there, they had Eucharistic Adoration Chapel like we have in my parish at St. Agnes. And the Muslim students, about 30 of them from a classroom, are on the prayer rug. And they're learning about the meaning of Jesus in the Eucharist. And I just said to him, is this real? Are you allowed to do this? He says, oh, yes. And it was just incredible. These Muslim students knew the Catholic faith better than American primary students know it. And we saw them give out answers, what the church teaches, and they answered. And there was no agitation, no worried about what you're going to say. It was just a beautiful witness of how two cultures can exchange each other's faith traditions and be accepted in probably the hardest town in the world in the Western civilization, where they're also trying to recruit terrorists from Birmingham. Mm-hmm. And I went with a team, a laywoman from Seattle, three sisters. We have two sisters in Southeast England. Of course, Father Kelleher, the priest, and me, a married layman, who also happens to be a deacon. And when we go this way, we're able to work on an ecclesial team, which is our particular charism, because we want to witness how all the vocations can work together and complement each other. And when we go places, then people come up to us and they love the model, because no matter what your vocation is, they can work together and work on a team and do something. And in addition to that, we were able to go to the oratory of Blessed John Henry Cardinal Newman in Birmingham. We also went to the oratory in Oxford.
What does the oratory mean for the?
It's kind of like a place where people gather. Originally, John Henry Cardinal Newman founded these oratories after the example of St. Philip Neri. And it was a place where people can gather and pray together, learn about the faith together, live a common life sometimes together. And in this case, the Oratorians is a religious order of St. Philip Neri, who lives in the oratory. I'm sorry, the oratory, but they say oratory, because when you ask somebody where the oratory is, they don't know where that is, but they know where the oratory is.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just happened to come upon it after a 40-hours Eucharistic adoration devotion, where the diocesan choir was there, where they had about 15 or 20 people on the altar, where I counted and they had 100 candles lit. The place was just majestically glowing, and the little chapel they had was just incredibly beautiful.
We'll be back with more in just a minute. We're going to have to take a break right now. And do give us a call at 576-7710. 576-7710 is the number to call.
KCMO, Kansas City's home of Michael Savage.
They've confused sexual liberation with far more important liberations. And that's a great, great scam in order to imprison an entire generation, which is to turn them all into sexually promiscuous beings and then tell them do whatever they want and let them think they're free. and then to hobble them with socialism.
The Savage Nation. Weekdays 2 till 5 on KCMO Talk Radio 710 and 103.7 FM. You found us. KCMO Talk Radio 710, now on FM at 103.7.
Not everyone can afford luxury eyewear. I get that. It's called luxury for a reason. But when you've been smart with your money and you're living like no one else, well, there's nothing wrong with owning the best. And that's why if you're in the market for luxury eyewear, I recommend you go see the folks over at Romanelli Optics. Romanelli Optics offers the most exclusive collections of European luxury eyewear in the Kansas City area. I'm talking over 80 European lines. These designer frames can be custom cut to flatter the shape and size of your face without compromising your vision, safety, or quality. And talk about super service. At Romanelli Optics, you'll receive the finest personalized service from amazing eyeglass professionals who have over 25 years of experience. Every visit is a personal consultation. So head on over to Romanelli Optics, located in Leawood, Overland Park, Brookside, Waldo, and Park Place, or online at RomanelliOptics.com and tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
Touchdown, Kansas City!
You've heard that before. You heard it on the radio. Only the radio. Hi, I'm Mitch Holters, telling you that if you want your customers to remember your business in a similar way, go to CumulusRadio.com to learn how. You're listening right now, and so are your customers. In fact, this Cumulus Media radio station has enough potential customers listening to fill Arrowhead Stadium many times over. Go to CumulusRadio.com today and build your business. Change your business with radio.
Join the Women's Clinic of Kansas City on Tuesday night, October 14th at the Overland Park Convention Center for an evening with Dr. Ben Carson. Dr. Carson, who is a recipient of the Medal of Freedom Award, a New York Times bestselling author, and Fox News contributor, will share his bold plan to stop the country's slide into fiscal and moral decay. He will address tough issues such as the sanctity of life, education, health care, and religious liberty. Seating is limited and reservations are required. Purchase tickets by registering online right now at thewomensclinic.net. Or call 816-836-9000, extension 235.
TheWomen'sClinic.net. The Women's Clinic of Kansas City is a nonprofit organization providing women and teens with medical and educational resources to equip them in making healthy choices for successful futures.
Please plan to be at the Overland Park Convention Center this Tuesday night starting at 6 for an evening with Dr. Ben Carson. For more information, log on to TheWomen'sClinic.net or call 816-836-9000, extension 235.
Hey, it's Mike Aubrey, the real estate expert. I spend a lot of time driving through neighborhoods. Guess what I see? Lost, confused homeowners. There's one now, driving in circles.
Hey, pal, need some help?
I've been looking for a better mortgage, but I'm not getting anywhere.
They're searching and searching for refinancing. But even though they are current on their payments, they just can't find a lower rate or better terms because they're underwater on their mortgages.
Talk about getting the runaround!
But there is one place to look if your mortgage is owned by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac.
Mike, can you get me out of here?
Come on, follow me. I've got the answer.
HARP, HARP. It's a government refinancing program that can save you money. See if you qualify at harp.gov.
Thanks, Mike. Now we're getting somewhere.
harp.gov, your best route to a better mortgage.
I guess I called AA because alcohol didn't work anymore. Drinking used to give me a sense of meaning in life. I called AA not knowing what to expect. Certainly not cheerfulness, but that's what I got. People had humor. They seemed to be at ease. I hung around. Now I feel much more comfortable with myself and the people around me. Alcoholics Anonymous. It works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
We're having a baby, so we gotta find a house.
Using Realtor.com put the process in my hands. Realtor.com is the most accurate home search site.
Accuracy matters.
The Realtor shows me things I wouldn't normally find on my own.
We worked with a Realtor who he knew the area.
A Realtor made sure that we were the first ones at the door when a new house came onto the market.
There's no way I could have gotten through this process without him.
Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make home happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
The flu, pneumonia, whooping cough, hepatitis A, shingles, meningitis, tetanus. That's a scary list. But did you know immunizations can protect you from every one? You didn't? Well, we do. Rite Aid pharmacists are certified to immunize against the most common preventable diseases. Find out what immunizations you need with a free immunization evaluation at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Availability and age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
KCMO, Kansas City's home of Mark Levin.
You have to do a better job.
Weekdays 5 to 8 on KCMO, Talk Radio 710 and 103.7 FM.
Good morning. You've got Religion on the Line here at KCMO Radio 710 AM 103.7 on your FM radio dial. This is the time. This is the place. Give us a call. 576-7710. I'm Reverend Robert Lee Hill of Community Christian Church, along with
Deacon Dr. John Perk, President St. Michael the Archangel High School. And
Michael Zeta could not be with us, but we've got Rick pinch hitting for him with his royal attire. I mean, I think everything that we can see is royal on Rick. Awesome.
What's amazing is I'm going through airports. I had to change planes six times in different places. I was in Frankfurt, mm-hmm. Brussels, D.C., Birmingham. Mm-hmm. And I could glimpse somewhere on a headline, Royals are ecstatic.
Yeah.
And it was the Kansas City Royals.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like the headline, the little blurb on top.
This is a
so
big.
They're 2-0.
They're 2-0 and playing with Mr. Shields himself on the mound tonight.
Is it a home game?
It's a home game. It's out at Royal Stadium at the K, Kauffman Stadium. It's going to be an awesome time. And
were the first two played in Los Angeles?
Yeah, yeah.
So they beat them on their home turf.
Yeah, yeah. So they play two games if needed here, a fifth if needed in Anaheim. So Anaheim... the Angels have the best record in baseball. I mean, they have...
But the Royals are peaking.
Yeah, they're peaking at the right time. Plus, we've got the Chiefs going today, and we've got NASCAR going. So we've got a big... And the American Royal. We've got a big sports weekend. But, John, I'm surprised at you, but I think that we'll chalk it up to jet lag. Yesterday was a feast day. And it was St. Francis's Day.
St. Francis of Assisi.
And today, several churches, maybe many churches, will be observing Blessing of the Animal Services. We're doing one at Southmoreland Park at 8:30. And I think there's even going to be a couple of donkeys there. Or at least they have been there before. And
are there any elephants coming?
No elephants that we know of. You know, it usually takes a private zoo to do that because public zoos can't be used for religious purposes. But we've got, I bet you we'll have a lot of dogs. It's going to be at Southmoreland Park there at Cleaver and Oak. St. Francis continues to fascinate and inspire people all around the world. Now, for the first time, even Priscilla and I have a little St. Francis statue in our garden. And not just because we're not suspicious, superstitious. It's just that somebody was downsizing their home, and they had that as a possibility for us to have. And we said, "Yeah, sure."
Now, so, you know, he was a deacon, right?
Yes. And
St. Francis was a deacon, and then he 2 years before he passed, he received the stigmata of Christ. And it's funny that not funny, but providential that. One of his followers down through the years, Saint Padre Pio, who was canonized in the early century here, was also received the stigmata, but he had it for 50 years. He was the first priest in the history of the church to have the stigmata for 50 years.
Well, a couple of other things. Hussein Abdullah, probably while you were getting on a plane or were in England finally descending on Monday Night Football, when the Chiefs put a whooping to the New England Patriots.
Is that Monday night?
Yeah, it was last past Monday.
Oh,
night.
I missed that.
Hussein Abdullah celebrated in the end zone, or at least was reverential, actually, in the end zone, was penalized, but later the NFL would take it back and and apologize that praying is absolutely acceptable. And Max Lucado in USA Today, of all people, wrote a very, very telling and poignant kind of supportive letter to the editor, guest editorial, about how maybe we might want to follow the example of Abdullah And even though he's Muslim, this is one of these guys that took a year out of the NFL and his salary and everything else to do the Hajj, to do one of the five pillars of his faith, and with his brother, I believe. And very, very, very interesting.
So what kind of – I didn't see any videos or anything. I didn't read anything about it. So what kind of gesture did he do in the end
zone? He just slid to his knees, and then he just kind of bowed his head and put it on the ground, and that was it.
Oh, my gosh.
So
tame.
Yeah.
Compared to what goes on in touchdown celebrations.
Yeah. The other thing is this past Tuesday, the headlines for the Kansas City Star was that the Vatican sent an emissary to review Bishop Finn, subject of the query of queries from Canadian Archbishop Terence Prendergast, and to ask one simple question: do you think Finn is fit to be a leader? And
well, my answer would be emphatically yes. And this is not unusual. Padre Pio was investigated by the Vatican, St. Padre Pio, who had the stigmata, and he was sanctioned for a year and a half, prohibited from public ministry, from hearing confessions. But after the church gets all the information, then they reverse that sanction. And so if I were a betting man, I would bet on the Bishop of Kansas City to be known as the bishop who lived the Paschal mystery and who took upon himself many, many problems that were not his to begin with. And I consider it to be something like somebody walking into a hornet's nest and not being able to get stung.
Well, I'll beg to differ with you, John, and just say that that there was something missing in Bishop Finn's judgment about how to handle some of the sex abuse case
with Rattigan. There were 40 and, sex abuse cases before his time.
This is not about that. Here. This would be about the former Father Rattigan, and that happened on Bishop Finn's watch. So there's lots of opinions about all of this. And
there sure is. And if you want to be a part of that, you can give us a call at 5767710@gmail.com. You can be a part of the conversation. I think we got an email from Chuck, and we can go into that. He says he misses the rabbi. Chuck is on his way visiting his mother.
Oh, yeah?
Every Sunday. He visits his mother, and so he listens to the show.
This is Chuck, by the way, for those of you who are not familiar with Chuck. He writes in via email from West Virginia, and almost on a weekly basis, and we're very grateful for Chuck's commentary and questions. And, Rick, we had some callers. Did they just fall off? Okay. And 576-7710 is the number to call, 576-7710 is the number to call. We're going to get ready for a little break here. We're going to be right back to talk about this and some other topics about the UCC Church and three very, very prominent pulpits that have seen women become the senior ministers for those wonderful congregations and very famed pulpits, and also a little wedding celebration. 576-7710, 576-7710.
Coming up Monday on the show is the Kansas chapter of the United Auto Workers Union putting pressure tactics on those who choose not to pay the union dues. Wait till you hear what they're doing to them. Do these union workers need police protection? And is the key to raising happy children ignoring them? It's coming up on the KCMO Morning Show.
Weekday mornings from 5 till 9 on KCMO Talk Radio 710. And now 103.7 FM.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pat O'Neill. A new case of Ebola in the U.S. A Dallas healthcare worker who had helped treat Ebola victim Thomas Duncan has tested positive for the deadly virus.
We do know that this healthcare worker came down with a fever on Friday evening and then was put into isolation. Duncan, who died on Wednesday, had arrived in the United States without a fever, but with Ebola, he went to the emergency room, and despite that, doctors sent him home. He returned in far worse shape.
Fox's Leland Vittard. Kurdish officials say 22 security members have been killed in a triple suicide attack north of Baghdad. Sherko Abbas of the Kurdish National Assembly tells Fox News weapons are not arriving as promised in the fight against ISIS.
The Kurdish Peshmerga in Iraq, they have not received any weapon. American, they claim on the media they have delivered weapon. They only deliver to Iraqi government.
The Kurds are calling for more support from the West as ISIS advances along the Syrian border with Turkey. Fox News, we report, you decide.
KCMO forecast from KCTV 5.
Mostly cloudy skies can be expected overnight as temperatures fall into the mid-40s by your Sunday morning with a light southeast wind between 5 and 10 miles per hour. Sunday will bring mostly cloudy skies. It's going to be a warmer afternoon with mid to upper 60s expected. Slight chance of drizzle in the morning. Thunderstorm chances increase late Sunday and into your Monday. I'm KCTV 5 meteorologist Haley Shulman.
This is Greg Cotton. As Chief of Staff for Sporting Kansas City and a lifelong Kansas Cityan, I'm proud to call this strong and vibrant community my home. However, the reality is that there are neighbors among us, including hundreds of children, going hungry every day in our city. That's why I'm joining with City Union Mission to Feed KC Now, and I hope you will too. Log on to feedkcnow.org today and learn how you can partner with me, Sporting Kansas City, and the Mission to bring hope to our neighbors in need.
Hi, I'm Missouri Secretary of State Jason Kander. Election Day is Tuesday, November 4th, and the polls will be open from 6 a.m. until 7 p.m. You'll need to bring the proper identification. You can show your voter ID card, driver's license, or any government-issued ID. To learn more or to update your voter registration, visit govotemissouri.com. Thank you.
Paid for by the Help America Vote Act. No state taxpayer funds were used to produce this public service announcement.
Don't go through another season of bad windows in your home. You need the Infinity by Marvin, the home of the 100% fiberglass window. And you work hard for your money, too, so don't waste it on 100% vinyl windows. Even the ones where they say there's some fiberglass in the middle, but they put vinyl on the outside. That doesn't work either. You're still buying a vinyl window. You need that Infinity by Marvin. Marvin, a name that's been around in the windows for years and years and years. An amazing siding and windows, the home of the 100% fiberglass window, can take care of it for you. Also, these things are beautiful. You know, they are so stylish. They look real. The natural appearance of wood also, without the maintenance for you. You can stain these on the interior of your home to match the interior. They come in six great colors, but you can also paint them on the outside, and they're still great. Even down to the choice of the hardware on the window. There are six different finishes of hardware. Amazing siding windows. Also, many options for beautiful siding, too. 913-661-0900 or AmazingSidingKC.com.
KCMO. We don't just give you a bunch of static. We give you an outlet. KCMO Talk Radio 710. Now on FM at 103.7.
Good morning. You've got Religion on the Line. Here at KCMO Radio, 710 on your AM radio dial, 103.7 on your FM radio dial. Give us a call, 576-7710. I'm Reverend Robert Lee Hill of Community Christian Church, along with
Deacon Dr. John Perk, President St. Michael the Archangel High School, along with,
not here, Rabbi Zedek will be back with us next Sunday.
But we have Rick Turner, who's taking your calls, and you can talk to Rick by calling 576-7710@gmail.com, and you can catch his infective enthusiasm for the Kansas City Royals.
Yeah. Well, just a little note, if you're a UCC member, your general minister and president has announced that he'll retire in June of 15, and this is halfway through his four-year term, and he was reelected in 13 to a second term, but he's going to just bring his leadership to a halt for right now, right now. Jeffrey Black is his name. Give us a call if you're a UCC member and you have an opinion about Dr. Black's retirement and resignation. Also, three of the major pulpits, John, in all of the nation for Protestants, Foundry United Methodist Church in D.C., Riverside Church in New York, and Fourth Presbyterian Church in Chicago, have all received female senior pastors. In Chicago, Shannon Johnson Kirshner is the brand new senior pastor and or head of staff, I think they call it, and lead pastor. Amy Butler, I believe, is being installed today at Riverside Church in New York, which at one time had been regarded as the kind of cathedral of progressive liberal Protestantism. And Ginger Gaines Corelli is now the senior pastor at Foundry United Methodist Church in D.C. It's a pretty remarkable ascent and maybe breaking what we call in Protestant the Protestant realm, John, as the stained glass ceiling, so that women have as much to gain and as much to achieve and as much to aspire to as men do in pastoral positions.
And go, we go, women! I can see the effect of women's ministries. When I was in Birmingham, the people were just they were clamoring and talking about Mother Angelica and the Catholic radio station that she founded that's all over the world. And they want that station. And so a couple of them asked if we would help them get a Catholic radio station in the town. And if that's the case, then they'd be able to. Some of them are really addicted to it like we are here in Kansas City. And it's incredible if you ever read the life of this, Mother Angelica, how she started this largest cable network in the world. And so, yes, God does speak through our women. And I know he speaks to me through my wife so often.
This is a little bit different in that this is ecclesially approved and part of the leadership structure and ordained as ordained clergy. So that's not quite equivalent to what you're suggesting, I don't think.
Well,
so.
what would be the following of the churches that have the ordained ministers with women leadership? Do they grow? Do they are they attended well by men?
I think they do, John.
That's
and
wonderful.
I think they do. I think they do. Maybe it's an example for Catholicism, too. I mean, I don't mean to be brazen or anything, but the day when the Catholic Church will receive women as priests, I think would be a laudatory day.
Well, that won't happen, but you can pray for that, but that won't happen.
Okay.
And the effect that one of the effects of this that I saw was that we visited a church in England, where there was a former Anglican priest who had come into the church in 1993, and we asked him how many other Anglican priests have come into the church, and he says over 500. So this is a situation that I suppose I don't know. Maybe if there's any Anglicans out there, any Episcopalians out there, they can give us a call and let us know how it works out. But on the one hand, it works out for a group of Anglicans, and on the other hand, people are leaving, and they're coming into the Catholic Church.
Well, you know,
it's a lightning rod.
Yeah, John, the statistics aren't necessarily in your favor in Catholicism. If it weren't for the immigrant populations, the Catholic Church would probably have suffered the greatest decline among all Christian expressions in America, according to the Pew Research Trust. So,
the name Catholic means universal, so that's why when we go everywhere in the world, we can count on the universal membership being everybody, because all of us are sons and daughters of our Father. So, you know, that's what Catholic means, universal.
Okay. Yeah. 576-7710 is the number to call. The other thing is, in town right now, or at least as of yesterday, were a bunch of folks celebrating the marriage of two ministers, Reverend Ryan Motter of Smithville Christian Church and Reverend Suzanne Kerr, one of the staff at Lee's Summit Christian Church. And they were wed yesterday afternoon and are happily on their way to family events and further celebrations.
Now, how far away are those two churches?
Oh, my. I don't know. 25, 30 miles. Anyway, they are both wonderful pastors, wonderful ministers, and now they have found each other and have a wonderful life together into the future. So
I wonder.
Congratulations
how they...
to Suzanne and to Ryan.
When I was in the oratory of St. Philip Neri, I found this little pamphlet that talked about how to discern one's vocation and what to do if you're if you want to get married, but you haven't found anyone. And it was an interesting little pamphlet that gave a step-by-step guide. It was written by one of the oratorians in it. I got it for one of my kids who's trying to discern her vocation, whether she's called to a ministerial, consecrated life, marriage, or to remain single. So it's wonderful when two people can meet and know that this is the person that our Father has planned for them for all eternity, I mean, for all time to spend. Mm-hmm. And especially if when they're equally yoked, like what you just described, Bob.
Well, they are having a great time. And to boot, TCU, their alma mater for both of them, was blessed enough, fortunate enough, and courageous enough to put a whooping on Oklahoma yesterday and squeak out a very, very surprising upset victory, 37-33. Anyway, just had to
I
put
know
that
you're
in
proud
there
of
too.
That. And now let me ask you this. When you have two ministers for different churches, which church did they get married in?
They got married in hers. They could have gotten married back in Texas where she is, where Suzanne is from, I suppose, in kind of her home church. But they chose this and because it's big enough, large enough, and also I think centrally located enough. A lot of people flew in from all over the country. A lot of their friends from both camp and conference experiences, from undergraduate school, from graduate school, both from Vanderbilt and Bright Divinity School, just a bunch. I think it probably had the highest concentration of ministers in any one wedding that many of them, if not all of them, had ever seen. 576-7710 is the number to call. By the way, if you were at that wedding, give us a call and tell us what it was like. 576-7710 is the number to call here at Religion on the Line.
Chuck has given us an email. He says, if you're a streak better, the royals have to be something to consider. Two, Rabbi. Of course, he thinks the rabbi is here, but the rabbi's not here. So he says, sorry, miss you, Rabbi. But I guess you guys maybe were talking about the NFL ending concussions. He says, quite easy, stop wearing helmets and shoulder pads. Nobody will dive headfirst into a telephone pole without a helmet. Mm. It's a false sense of security. Concussions are caused by sudden change of direction, brain floating in cerebrospinal fluid after all, not necessarily an impact. And then he says, the third part of his question, he says, John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word. Apparently, this has many interpretations. Mm-hmm. I wonder if it shouldn't be looked at in the light of Genesis 1:3, and God said, let there be light. When you say something, the emanation takes on a reality of its own, totally separate from whoever said it. He jokingly says, ask Joe Biden. I don't know what that means. Could it be the writer of John was saying that the utterance of God separate from him contained the creating agency? Such that identifying Jesus as a word and that through him all things were made is finding him there.
Mm. Yeah, in Genesis, although Leonard Sweet would beg to differ with this thesis that I'm about to propose.
Well, why don't you explain that question?
Yeah, well, it's just, is there a parallel? And obviously, if you start off with John 1.
A parallel between John 1 and Genesis 1.
And Genesis 1. In the beginning, when God was creating is one translation, or in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And in John, for those of you who are will remember or who are interested, in the beginning, God was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. So it is the preexistence of Christ from the foundation of the earth, from the foundation of the cosmos, actually, of the world. And so this is what Leonard Sweet has done in a thing called Jesus, a Biography, and where he believes in the complete preexistence of Christ from the beginning, and that this is foretold and also actually described throughout the entire Hebrew Bible. Jews would have a difficult time with that thesis and say, well, that's your interpretation, and it's okay to appropriate the Hebrew Scriptures to understand that this was a foretaste and anticipation, a forthtelling of the coming of Christ. And, you know, people are free to do anything that they want with their history. But they would probably take a little bit of umbrage. So we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages at 576-7710. 576-7710.
KCMO, Kansas City's home of Mark Levin. Mark Levin.
So the bigger problem or the bigger issue is the welfare state. It's the welfare state, whether we're talking about longtime American citizens, Hispanics, Asians, Blacks, Whites, everything in between. It's the welfare state that's killing the Republican Party, just as it's killing the nation.
The Great One, weekdays 5 to 8 on KCMO, Talk Radio 710 and 103.7 FM.
Hey, this is Greg Knapp, host of the KCMO Morning Show, and I'm with Chris Butler, Portfolio Manager with Butler, Lance, and Wagler, and host of Capitalist Pigs. Chris, I know you've recently collaborated with a hedge fund consultant to develop an investment strategy you call an all-weather approach. Now, what does that mean?
That's a great question, Greg. An all-weather investment approach is a way to navigate in any economic environment, both bull markets and bear, boom and bust. It incorporates strategies that hedge funds have employed for decades, previously only open to the very wealthy. We can now employ those same strategies for the average investor.
That sounds really interesting to me. Now, why is this timely now?
Well, first, the number of boom-bust cycles is likely going to intensify in the future. And second, statistically, current stock market valuations don't bode well for returns over the next 10 years. So investors need a strategy for this landscape.
All right. So how can listeners learn more about this all-weather approach?
Well, they can go to investontrack.com and download that free report. Again, that's investontrack.com.
Join the Women's Clinic of Kansas City on Tuesday night, October 14th at the Overland Park Convention Center for an evening with Dr. Ben Carson. Dr. Carson, who is a recipient of the Medal of Freedom Award, a New York Times bestselling author, and Fox News contributor, will share his bold plan to stop the country's slide into fiscal and moral decay. He will address tough issues such as the sanctity of life, education, health care, and religious liberty. Seating is limited and reservations are required. Purchase tickets by registering online right now at thewomensclinic.net. Or call 816-836-9000, extension 235.
TheWomen'sClinic.net. The Women's Clinic of Kansas City is a nonprofit organization providing women and teens with medical and educational resources to equip them in making healthy choices for successful futures.
Please plan to be at the Overland Park Convention Center this Tuesday night starting at 6 for an evening with Dr. Ben Carson. For more information, log on to TheWomen'sClinic.net or call 816-836-9000, extension 235.
Introducing the YMCA. What, you already know the why? Or so you think. Sure, you know the why for a swim, a workout, even a game of hoops. But did you know we're more than that? We're a cause. When you take your jump shot at the why, someone else is getting job training. Take a cardio class while kids are in an after-school enrichment program. Practice your downward-facing dog as a teen practices her leadership skills. That's the why. We work with people no matter their age, income, or background, and give them the opportunity to learn, grow, and thrive, all with one simple goal in mind, to strengthen our community. And we've got so much more that does just that. So while you might think of the Y as that place for lifting weights, we're also about lifting entire communities. Introducing the Y. We're so much more than a place. We're a cause. Visit ymca.net/more.
stinky dog away from me.
Petey stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs.
Bad breath and bad gas.
Chew himself raw.
Sticky, gooey, smelly.
She scratched incessantly.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
And all it took was one container of Dynavite.
Dinovite .com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
She has gotten this puppy look. Her coat has sheen.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
My vet was completely blown away.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite .com.
The KCMO Morning Show and Greg Mann.
How much can you believe the government? The reason that it's hard for us to believe them is all the times they've lied to us.
Mornings 5 till 9 on KCMO Talk Radio 710 and 103.7 FM.
Morning. You've got Religion on the Line here at KCMO Radio, 710 on your AM radio dial, 103.7 on your FM radio dial. Give us a call, 576-7710, 576-7710. I'm Reverend Robert Lee Hill of Community Christian Church, along with
Deacon Dr. John Perk, President of St. Michael the Archangel High School, and
Rabbi is not going to be with us today, but he'll be back next Sunday, so please do give us a call, 576-7710, 576-7710.
And, Bob, if October 5th didn't fall on a Sunday today, the Catholic world would be celebrating the first saint of the 21st century that John Paul II canonized, and that would be Saint Faustina Kowalska. She was the one that Jesus appeared to I think it was the 1930s. And revealed his devotion that he wants people to take up, and that is the devotion to his divine mercy, that people are not taking advantage of his divine mercy, and it was a call for people to ask for his mercy so that they can be freed from their sins and so that they can live live a life that is no longer centered around one's faults, imperfections, and sins, but is rejoiced in living in the hope and the promises and the mercy of Christ. So that would be a big day for people in these area, especially the Church of Our Lady of Good Counsel, which is the shrine of divine mercy in Westport. And it's led by a pastor who's in his 90s now, who's many call the cure of Kansas City. Monsignor Blassett.
576-7710 is the number to call. If you have a blessing of the animal service, when do you have it? Do you and what is the most unusual critter that's ever shown up for a blessing of the animal service? There's many Protestant and Catholic churches that do this all over the metro area. Sometimes it's not during this time connected with St. Francis, close to his feast day. Sometimes it's another time of the year. How do you guys do it at your place? 576-7710.
Well, Bob, and what was the most unusual animal at your blessing?
An owl.
An owl.
One time we had an owl.
How did they contain the owl?
It just was right there. It was very tame. It was on a perch. Couldn't believe it. And it just, it was just wonderful. Wonderful that a lot of dogs, some cats, a gerbil, some hamsters, have had a snake or two before. Lots of rescue dogs, too, and dogs that have been rescued. And we've had some donkeys, some horses over the years, and we'll just have to see who shows up today. 576-7710. 576-7710 is the number to call.
I find it so amazing that when you spell dog backwards, it spells God, and since everything is created in His image and likeness, you can certainly, I know I have a dog, and this dog is just a wonderful dog. It is so faithful. It is so gentle. It comes and greets you. I mean, if I greeted everybody the way my dog greets me, I would be a wonderful greeter. This dog is so enthusiastic when he sees me. Mm-hmm. And then even when I leave, if I leave in the morning to come to the show, its nose is at the window, parts the curtains to see where I'm going. So just think if we use the example of the faithfulness of our dogs and their enthusiasm for others, what a wonderful world this would be. If we had a little, and this is a pun, a little more dog spirituality. Mm. And so dogs also give us a wonderful opportunity to experience the cycles of life, because what is it, that 7 dog years or 9 dog years? And so a child could be introduced naturally to the passing of something that they love on a small scale with an animal rather than on a human scale. I used to think that when I was a kid. I thought, oh my gosh, what if my parents passed every 7 years or my brothers and sisters passed every 12 or 15 years? I see it as God's gentle way of introducing us to life after death, or death itself, as a mystery, and then to be able to ask the question, what is after death? What are we going to experience after death? And I don't want to get into this question of are dogs in heaven or not, because I don't know. But there certainly is a lot of devotion to animals. And it's probably because through one's pets, they receive the attention and the love that they just quite don't receive from other human beings. Mm. And that's really a shame. But it's a wonderful gift that our Father has given us, that if humans won't love us, at least we have the animals.
Yeah. I would say that animals are going to be in heaven. I think that the creaturely realm will be blessed, and that they will be with us. How that happens, I do not exactly know. I trust that that will be the case. And if I'm incorrect in that assumption or anticipation, then it'll be revealed, and I'll find out. But I do think that these animals that become so precious to people in all of our families, and not just to kids, but to older adults, sometimes a pet, a fuzzy friend, will be one of the few people that somebody has a relationship with, and they will have no better friend in the world than their creature that is part of their family at home. So 576-7710 is the number to call.
And I would guess if people really love their animals, that should move them to be very grateful and thankful to the Creator, not to just stop at the creature, but to take your praise and your adoration to the Creator who created these wonderful creatures so that they could be your companions on the face of the earth.
Yeah, well, that's the purpose of the Blessing in the Animal ceremonies all around the metro area and at Community Christian Church at Cleaver and Oak Street, right across from the Nelson Atkins Museum. We're going to take a break, listen to some news, pay some bills. You give us a call at 576-7710. Give us a call. 576-7710.